Okay, so welcome everybody to the cabinet meeting on the 4th of November 2021. Welcome to our new press attendee, welcome to everybody else. We have no apologies. Are you happy that I signed the minutes published in the last agenda digest?
Happy leader.
Thank you. There are no council's questions, there are no other matters to attend to other than the formal proposals. So if I can ask Councillor Beattie, please, would you introduce the first item of 4A?
Thank you, leader. This is just part of the process to bring forward the local plan. And the local development scheme is basically the timetable, and the decision is to bring it into effect from the 17th of November as the update for the local plan 2020-40. Take any questions.
Thank you. Are you happy to support that proposal?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Councillor Beattie. So moving on to item 4B. Councillor Smith, would you like to introduce this one, please?
Yes, thank you very much, Peter. The thing which is worrying the financial wizards at the moment is the level of inflation and where it's going to end up. Currently, the CPI is 3.1% and the RPI is 4.9%. So we have taken the view that we will put our dealer charges up by 3%. The report shows all the detail, but it will be 3% rounded to the nearest sensible figure. But we were not going to put a number of items up at all. And I just want to highlight those. Those are in paragraph 5.4. We will not be increasing the charge for the brown bin. We will not be increasing the charge for parking and market rents. Parking charges would be to put those up by a few pence doesn't make sense with parking machines, and that they ought to be increased probably every 3 years or something like that to make it meaningful. But just to repeat it, we're not putting up the charge for the brown bin, we're not putting up the parking fees, and we're not increasing the market rents. Other things will go up by 3%, and the following table shows you where there are a few exceptions. Perhaps the cabinet members for those areas might want to say a few words on that. Thank you.
Thank you. I suppose it just needs to be said that there are some examples potentially with charges imposed upon us by national schemes over which we have no control.
That's correct, yeah.
So that's important just to say that. Does anybody have any particular comments? Councillor Price?
No, just to thank the cabinet member for this paper, just to say as well that I do endorse the fact that we have kept the price of the brown bin down to the same price as last year with no inflation increase, so I'm really pleased to see that. But otherwise, I'm happy with everything within the environment portfolio, so thank you, Councillor Smith.
Thank you. Are we happy to support the proposal?
Aye.
Thank you very much. So moving on to the last item on this evening's agenda,
Thank you, leader. Yes, the licensing authorities are required by the Gambling Act 2005 to publish a statement of the principles at least every 3 years in order to review its effectiveness and to take into account any changes in legislation or current guidance. The Gambling Act 2005 changed the way that gambling is administered in the United Kingdom. The Gambling Commission is the national gambling regulator and has the lead role in working with central government and local authorities to regulate their gambling activities. The Gambling Commission issues operators' licences and personal licences. Any operator wishing to provide gambling at certain premises must have applied for the requisite operator's licence and personal licence from the Gambling Commission before they approach the council for a premises licence. In this way, the Gambling Commission can ensure that applicants have the correct credentials to operate gambling premises within the borough. Staff of borough is responsible for the licensed premises where gambling activities are to take place. The Council's role is to ensure premises are suitable for providing gambling in accordance with the three license objectives and any codes of practice issued by the Gambling Commission. The three licensing objectives are preventing gambling from being a source of crime or disorder, being associated with crime or disorder, or being used to support crime. The second point is ensuring that gambling is conducted in an open and fair way. And the third point is protecting children and any other vulnerable people from being harmed or exploited by gambling. The council does not license large society lotteries or remote gambling through websites. We consulted widely on the statement of principles from the period of the 13th of September to the 22nd of October 2021 and have had no formal responses received from consultation. For your information and for anybody listening, within the document the changes made in the policy are noted in red, and therefore the recommendation is that Cabinet notes the revised draft policy and approves the proposed statements of principles. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Price. Happy to endorse the noting of that report.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you very much. And so with that, we bring this evening's Cabinet Formal Agenda to a close. Thank you.